Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up? Welcome to this special edition of D-Rock Church. Welcome to the, what is this? It's the 984th episode. 984th episode. It just sounds good when you say it. Come on, y'all. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D Block Church. Now, yes, I do understand that it's Wednesday and it's supposed to be Daughters of the Roof. And Daughters of Roof, I know that I'm a sister, so I know that, you know, we come in love. If this is your first time on the network, welcome to the kingdom, because you should be ready to know that it's going down in the PK. It's going down in the PK. I had put a title on this, y'all, and the title was, Like the Ceiling Can't Hold Us. And then I was like, if I leave it like that, maybe they'll know, but maybe they don't. But then, you know, tonight is the night, we're going to do it, and it's right, gonna do your hands up, and then it's like the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't hold us, and I could just see. Like, that's where we are. Like, I can see us there. I know y'all probably can't see us there, but I can see us there. So I titled it, Like the Ceiling Can't Hold Us. Believe it or not, what we're going to do is, if you are out there and you're listening on any type of social media site and you would like to call in live, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. And in order to get in, you press 1, and that signals the board. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. Now, if you are normally sitting by a Bible and you have one, that's awesome. I'm actually going to come out of the Bible for a second, because I read something the other day and I had to think about it, and then it kind of got me really thinking about it. And I said, well, when I get to thinking about stuff, the only place I really, really want to go is to D Block Church, because I want to take it to the church, because it might be a thought that I might be having, but it's, you know, it opens up somebody else's eyes to something else. So, I'm going to be coming out of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Now, while everyone is getting their Bibles, you can also send this text message or share the link or whatever, however you need to do, to call all the people that you know, to tell all the people that they know, to tell all of the people that they know, to let everybody know, to make sure that we all know that we all need to be here and be connected in some type of way. Again, that number is 319-527-6091. And now, like I said, before we even jump into all of that, I just got to stop and say, okay, if everyone could just shake themselves off, like, I want you to be prepared for this. Like, you need to come childlike. Remember how they say, like, you can only get in the kingdom, you won't be able to get into the kingdom unless you are childlike. Now, a lot of people have interpreted that a whole lot of different ways. The way I interpret it is that sometimes, well, not the kids today, but normally children didn't know anything, so they were like blank, so they kind of got whatever you gave them, you know. So if someone says this is what we're going to do, and we're going to hop around, and we're going to sing this song. It was no problem with hopping around and singing the song because you weren't really thinking about all the adult things that you could be thinking about hopping around and, you know, singing a song. So tonight, I need you to kind of hop around and sing the song with me, because when I got into Lamentations and I started to read it, things started happening. And it was weird because as I was reading it, okay, now, if you don't know, I'm going to try this a little bit. The Book of Lamentations, right, is written by the prophet Jeremiah. And the way that it's written is, to me, I think it's like an honest cry out to God. And he actually cared enough that he actually went through and, like, pinpointed, picked it out, talked about it, anything that was bothering him. He put it out there. He said everything. But as he was going through it, I literally started to see people that I knew that I thought he was talking about, or me or something. I was like, wait, I had to go back, because then I'm like, wait, is he talking about the sissy? Who is he talking about? I said, oh, yeah, this is definitely a D-block. So tonight, as we read these passages, I want you to think, one, the ceiling can't hold us. So if you are with me, I'm going to read it. Oh, actually, let me see. I can get you. Oh, no, we'll read this one because y'all know we like this version. This is the recovery version. This is the recovery version. It says the 22, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22-23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Now, you know, it was always something about that, because remember, it cuts to the point, but then you have to go back and find some real words, because you want to know exactly what it is that is being said. So then if I look over here and I grab this other one, I really wanted to pull out the ladies, because I thought that maybe y'all would tell me this. If you've never been in the Book of Lamentations and heard it or thought or read it and it was women, hit 1-319-527-6091 and take this walk with me, because I really walked it and I didn't know where it was coming from, but I swear I knew them people. I was calling out people's names. It was a mess. I am not lying. Okay, so the other part, I have the scripture, but I can't really, I'm going to be honest, I can't see the scripture. Sometimes the eyes do it and sometimes they don't. So because the eyes have it, what we'll say is, the way that it works is God's love is always there. It's never ending. It never fails. The blessing of it is we can be resting assured that no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, God's love is always going to be greater. And then not only is it going to be greater, but then the mercies renew every morning. So if you can make it through the day, if you can make it through the day, God got you. He already had you all the way through the day. But trust me when I tell you, when you wake up, you feel refreshed. You wake up somewhere else, because at the end, you realize that your mercies do renew every morning. Now, if your mercies renew every morning, and then the first thing you do is pick up the phone and go right back to what was making you mad the last time that you looked at your phone, which was last night before you went to bed, and got those new mercies that renewed, and then you just threw your new mercies back because you said, I didn't want the new ones. I want to stay where I was from yesterday. Somebody will get that later. But You know, it's a concept we got to think about. If we have new mercies renewing every morning, that says that any situation that you had today that did not go well, if you come in contact with that person again, which you should, then there's another way to handle the situation. That's why the first situation was had, not for you to alleviate it and not ever walk back. But, you know, new mercies renew every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Wow. Like no matter what. When all else fails, when nobody else can look at you, when nobody else wants to deal with you, when nobody else wants to even think about you. Great is thy faithfulness. God loves you. His love is still loving you. Like he's everlasting. You go to bed, you wake up, boom, it's a new one. Was Kirk Franklin say, today's a new day? Right. Because every day is a new one. And you got to take that. And a lot of people don't really, really, really take it. But going back to the actual Bible, reading the Bible, like talking about the word. Yes, I read the Recovery Bible. Reason why is because that's the one that I read, and that's the one that really started to speak to me. That's where I really started, where they say at the cross is where I first saw the light. Like, it started to make sense, if I should say, out of here. But then I can go to another one and go somewhere else. Now, if you're out there and you've never attempted to read the Bible, like, and you never attempted to really go any further than what you've heard somebody, you know, preach to you or something, I put the Bible up against any of this stuff that y'all watch today, any of this stuff that's on TV, any of this stuff that they have, like, in the movies, any of this stuff that's going on stage, any of that stuff. Like, I can show you this situation in the Bible, and it'll be better. How about that? And I know someone just said something, but I mean, seriously, don't knock it until you try it, because you never know. You never know unless you really do it. And they say that there is nothing new under the sun. So if there's nothing new under the sun, you might as well understand that if it's nothing new under the sun, they might have been talking about the S-O-N and not the S-U-N, if you think about it. So there's nothing new under the sun, as if to say, what? You might as well be like the ceiling can't hold you, because there's nothing that's really holding you back. So what I'm really going to do tonight is I'm going to try to stand strong in this humbling moment, just because the experiences, the faults and the victories of my life are the reason why I can sit here and actually do this and kind of want to say something to someone, because someone might be right there. But if we can get the insight of understanding why the Creator, like what the Creator is all about, you got to understand who the Creator is. And then you can understand that the Creator, God, there's only one, and he made all of us. That's the awesomeness. Like, he didn't just make some, he made everything. Everything breathing, everything. Understand that. He made everything. But everything breathing, we are, you know, top notch of the closest thing to him. So you can see the awesomeness of the way we are shaped, the way we are, like the different sizes that we are, the different types of people that we are. We're all made different. We're all uniquely different, but we all work great together. Like, we're all made to work together, but we're all uniquely different. Does that make sense? Like, I would say, if you start to understand what's going on and you start to read it more, then you'll always want to get more, and you'll want to get a little bit closer each and every day. So as you start to learn more, then you realize once I started learning more, things started happening more, but then I had to start depending on him more. And in all of the more, I decided that now I want to do more, and I want to know more, and I want to be more. That is all a part of the plan that he has for our lives. Like I'm telling you, God is awesome. Think everything that we do is already done in his eyes. He's already seen it. So when we start living the way that we're supposed to be living, we're supposed to be in our purpose and in our position. Like you've heard that before, like if you're in your position, then it works. If you're using your purpose should make room for you. You know, like they say your gift should make room for you. But the difference is, are you using your gift? And how are you using your gift? Are you using your gift just using your gift? Are you using your gift like the ceiling can hold us? Like is it something that is busting out of the walls? Or is it okay just right where it's at? I don't know. I was just, you know, that was just something that I was talking about. Okay, let's see. It says we actually, how about this? We actually determine how things look, work out, and run in our lives. If I was to say that, most people are like, what? That don't even make sense. Da, 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 da. Yeah, no, we only make the choices. Now, trust me, the choices that we make are the reasons why we go through what we go through. So if you don't make good choices, then you run into bad situations. However, your bad situations are giving you more insight of how to help the bad situation, because at the end of the day, the only reason why God has you in that situation and in that spot right now is so that you can get what you need to get from it. You can advance from where it is, and then you can leave and come back. And when you come back, you'll know exactly how to say it to the next person that might be there. And you say, this is what I did. This is how God does it. And this is what you need to do. And then your bad situation becomes the purpose of your life, and then you're walking around like the ceiling can't hold you, because now you realize that all of that bad stuff that you were enduring and all of that bad stuff that you went through and everything that was bothering you and every single thing that pissed you off and everything that you thought that was there to just like beat you down and beat you down and beat you down, what it was actually doing was making your foundation so much stronger. That is like almost, I have this relationship with God where we laugh and we joke, because sometimes, you know, I can be a little bit different. And, we call it a different thing. He tags it a little bit different. But, you know, they say God takes care of fools and babes. I need people to understand that. Like, so don't be quick to call people foolish, because sometimes people are foolish, but understand God has us covered. Completely, because at the end, it's all still going to be for his glory, for his good. So if you're there with the ceiling can't hold you type of faith, you know, using your gifts, doing everything that you know that you're supposed to be doing or trying to do, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands, God's hands, has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. That was just a part of it, because I need y'all to understand how good it is to just be in a situation and see where you're at and be like, like you could be like, I'm not going to go there, because, you know, I get to reading and and sometimes the word of God I like to just read it. I like the word. But yeah, man, I never, like if, Chat, I don't know where you are, right? But we might have to do this because I got some questions, and my B-Block people might have some questions. Or we might have to table it and then do another one because I'm trying to tell you that I felt like Jerusalem. I know a girlfriend like Zion Daughters. Like, it was just crazy. And people might be not understanding, but what I'm telling you is go get a Bible. Go read the book of Lamentations. It's not even a long book, so you can really read the book of Lamentations. But, I mean, it's really, Jeremiah is really pouring his heart out. And, he has every right to pour his heart out because at the end of the day, these are God's chosen people, and this was that city, and this was the blessed city, and it had now gone to ruin. No one cared. It was just a bad place to be. And like I said, if it was a city, that's one thing. But if it was a lady or some women, I just was like, oh my. Yeah, because it starts off, you know, and then it says, well, you know, they're talking about the people and how she started out great. It was great. She was great. And, you know, the city was, everybody was going there for what they needed to go. And at one time, you know, this lady could have been where they needed her to, you know, everybody was coming to her for whatever the case may be. Situations happen. People run into hardships, however the case, whatever the case. She lost her reign. She lost her fall. And when she lost her fall, she lost her, you know, she lost her integrity. That's the best word that I can say to sum it up. She lost the integrity of who she was, you know. And a lot of times what happens is, as women, you know, we get caught up in a love thing, you know, oh, he likes me or whatever the case may be, or he makes me feel this way, or, you know, and, oh, this gotta be right, and this is that, and it just don't work out. And then you be sitting there trying to figure out, like, what is going on. But then you come to a book of Lamentations, and you say, well, God, I didn't even want to be that, because it says her oppressors have become her masters. Well, now, her enemies prosper, for the Lord has punished Jerusalem for her many sins. Come on now. It make you not want to do stuff, certain things, you know? And I know people would say it all the time. I know ain't nobody going to be sinless, because nobody is sinless. But like Chappie says all the time, it should make you want to sin less, just a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying that that's what I'm saying to do, but I'm just, when I was in the passage, I said, wow. And Jeremiah is really, really out here. Like, he put his whole, like, you know how I say I put the weight of the world on my shoulders. I say that I do it all the time because at the end of the day, my faith says that this is already done. Like I said, I already see us jumping out of buildings talking about the ceiling can't hold it. The ceiling can't hold us. The ceiling can't hold us. This is what we do. Tonight is the night. You know, we're going to put our hands up, and we are just going to go until the ceiling can't hold us. Why? Because, first of all, great is our faithfulness. We got a God that is above every name. He sits high and looks extremely low. So, therefore, no one is out of the reach of God. That is great. Great is thy faithfulness. And morning by morning, the new mercies, they... I'm telling you, I like to wake up. I mean, well, of course, everybody should like to wake up. How about that? I'm sorry. Not like that, I like to wake up. But I do. I like to get up. I like to take my breath. I like to thank God for my breath. Like, I appreciate that first breath. When I take that first breath, I'm like, amen, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. What you want me to do? What we going to do today? Look, what we going to do today? Like, I like that. But I ride in my new mercies. And it could be because I have heck of a days. And, I mean, if you live your day to the fullest, You know, you're bound to mess up somewhere down the line. And the blessing of it is, if you live to see another day, then there's always another day to do it again. You know, don't hold me from what happened yesterday, because I live in a place where God renews everything. So the same shot I get, I have to give it to the next person and the next person and the next person. I can't really pick who I want to give it to, because what if God picked when he wanted to give it to me? Because I didn't, you know. Listen, one thing for sure, certain, and one thing for sure, two things for certain. If I know nothing else, God's grace is sufficient. That love is going to comfort you when no one else is there. That knowing, that faithfulness, knowing he will be there, knowing he's never left, knowing no matter what, no matter where, no matter how, no matter who, he is handling it. And the more we realize that he's handling it, we really will be acting like, what? We'll be laying on the carpet and still be feeling like this ceiling can't hold us. Wait a minute. Did she just put me all the way up in the sky? I mean, I'm talking about riding the carpet, the magic carpet. Imagine being on a carpet and you're laying down. And then as you're laying there, you just start floating to the top. Like the ceiling can't hold us. But everybody has put their hope and their trust in God. But you got to understand that the one thing that Jeremiah did that a lot of people don't know how to do is he told the truth. Now, I know somebody's out there like, what you mean he told the truth? I mean, like, to the point where, have you ever really told God how you really felt? I mean, like, how you really felt. Like, you know, you got to go down there and do the performance, or, you know, you got to go down there and help the people out with the cookout, or you know you got to go and whatever it is that you know you got to go do, but you really just don't want to go do it. The power that gets you through it is the fact that God's grace is definitely going to override you. And as long as you ride now in love, like as if he was doing something for you, you will turn around and be all right doing exactly what it is that somebody has asked you to do. It looks like, I don't know, this, it jumps, and I'm thinking that someone is out there, but I'm not really sure. I think it might be something else. So, if you are out there and you are trying to call in, the number is 319-527-6091, and then don't forget to press 1 to get in. And if I don't hit the button, we'd be all right. So you're actually listening to, this is a special edition of D-Block Church, but I was really in the Book of Lamentations. And in the Book of Lamentations, like I said, it was beautiful how it was, because I guess there's a lot of things that have gone on in my life where I have felt isolated, where I have felt alone, where I have felt like I completely have let God down, where I can say that I completely had let, you know, I felt like I let my family down, I let God down, I let myself down. Like, there's been moments of all of those feelings, and I'm only 42, and I'm learning how to actually, you know, deal in the midst of, however, this book, Lamentations, like I said, it was about this city of Jerusalem and the fall of the city of Jerusalem. But, I mean, I just looked at it, and I just looked at it in a completely different perspective. And, you know, because I really do know ladies that are going through different situations like that, where, you know, they have done something to be outcast from, you know, from the norm of the way things go now. They're not allowed to do this, or they're not allowed to do that. So, and listen, the females that I see out here every day, they are literally, you know, learning how to walk this thing and talk this thing. And, I mean, from the belly felt cries that we hear when it does happen, when it does hit, when all else is gone. You know, the belly wrenching, God help me, God, I know you're real, and God, I love you, but why? And why is this, and how is it this way? And, you know, not so much of a asking why, because we know why, because he laid it out there. You did this, you did that, you gave yourself away, you exploited yourself. You know what I mean? You turned around and ended up, you got so corrupt with it that you ended up, you know, the people that were your enemies are actually now on top of you, and you're actually a slave to them. And that is definitely not how it was intended. So therefore, it's like you're bucking against the system. So because you're against the grain, all of these things are happening, and all of these things are going on, and you're trying to figure out, well, I'm trying to feel like the ceiling can't hold me, but I feel like I can't even breathe, you know, because I'm not understanding what's going on. And that's the glory of, I guess, being a woman. I'm learning. Y'all, I'm learning. I just turned 42. So all I can say is I'm looking at it. I'm like, wow. When I read Lamentations, I pulled like 7 women out. I don't know. Maybe that's a, I'm serious. We're going to have to really bring that back, and I'm really going to have to talk to somebody about that, because I did pull some women out of that thing. And I'm not sure if I was supposed to, but you know, when I see women, and you can pull women out of something, I always think of For Colored Girls. You know, shout out to, well, God rest her soul, because she just passed away, Nishanti Shange. She wrote the core poem, For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. It's a great piece of work. Great piece of work. And the... If you never read it, then it's something to really read. Don't go see the movie, but it's something to really read. That way you can get an idea of what I'm talking about with the different personalities, and because personalities have temperatures. I'm learning how to put this. I'm learning how to put it into words. So we're gonna call it a personality temperature. Yeah, I think that might have been something that PKN just came up with, because I never really heard of it before. But, yeah, personality temperature. Like, are you cold? So you might be blue. Like, are you mad? Are you sad? You might be blue. You know, are you mad? Like, are you hot? You might be red. You understand? Like, if you're getting a little older, but you're still mad, you might have some, you know, you know what I mean? Like, mix the colors together, get a little bit of orange and a little bit of, you know, I mean, red and yellow, and make the orange, you know, because you got a little older, but you were still a little mad. And it's the phases of the woman. I seen it all in Lamentations. And I just said, wow. I don't know what that is, but that is something that we really have to work on. But right now, we got to act like the feeling can't hold us, because there's too many things that are trying to keep us in this one room. And there's too many things that's trying to keep us from reaching the ceiling. How are we not reaching the ceiling? It's a really good question, because with all of the things that we know now, and all of the things that we've already been through, there should be no reason why in 2019 we are not as high as we are not high enough so that the ceiling can't hold us. The sad part about it is we are high. We are high. A lot of people are high, but I'm not sure if they're high enough for the ceiling can't hold us. Because there's a difference when you're going past the ceiling, because that means that now you are you're going somewhere else, not just high so that you can be not where you need to be. You know, a lot of people do a lot of things to escape situations. The one thing you will never be able to do is run from God. So the quicker that you realize that, it's easier to do as Jeremiah is doing and be, I don't want to say be flat-footed, because he sure was not flat-footed. He was actually down, like, on his forehead. I think he was crying. Like, they call him the weeping prophet. Like, but he was like, prostrate. He was doing this thing. And, I mean, it was just as solemn, like, I'm coming at it because, God, this used to be a beautiful city. She used to be a beautiful woman. What happened? Life happened. Things happen. It never looks like it'll ever be ever able to get back. But then that's when Lamentations 3:21-22 come apart. That's when it makes sense. Because you say, no matter how bad I am, no matter how crazy this guy, how bad, no matter how life is tossing me to and fro, as long as there's breath in my body, there's still a covering, and then my mercies will renew in the morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now, if you didn't have faith, if you're walking around with shoddy faith, you know, you got faith, but like you got faith, but only when you really, really, really think that you need it. You don't really even think faith like gets it. You still just really, really need it. You don't have the faith to just be like, I'm walking up in there and I'm like, excuse me, that's mine. Don't nobody try it and say that Adrian Misunderstandings Allen is the person that you got it from. Because I'm telling you right now, it was good, it was good, it was good. Good try, good try, good try. But, listen, stand strong and know that if you can make it through the day, your mercies will renew in the morning. Kind of funny because I'm talking to myself right now because I need mercy for the morning. Help me, God. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh, no. But if I was to put it in a lament and put it out there and say, God, I have messed this up. God, there's so much I wish I could do different. God, I know that I can't. I know our streets are in ruins. I know that we messed up the trade value. I know that we messed up our name. But God, as long as you are still here, I know that new mercies is coming in the morning. I know that I can stand strong and know that God is going to be true. And I can know that great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy loving kindness. Yes. 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 And all you can really do is say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And before you know it, the thanks is coming off of you, boiling on to the next person. And then before you know it, our city is restored. Your body is restored. Your soul is restored. Because no one is lost forever. I believe that no one is lost forever. Now, can you die in the wilderness? Of course. Because if you read the books, if you start to read the Bible, you'll realize that a lot of people die in the wilderness. Like, so it's not something strange. It's not something strange. The difference is those that don't die in the wilderness, how do they make it? How do they make it through? They have to find God in the wilderness. God is the refuge in the wilderness, because that is how you end up defeating the devil. That is how you end up breaking generational curses. That is how you end up changing situations in front of people, in front of your enemies. How about that? Because that's what it says. You're going to do all of that in front of people that might not have been the people that wanted you there. But know that all the negative stuff that they said just got you closer and closer and closer to God. So shout out to your haters. Every time you see them, kind of like give them a smile. You know, if you get their addresses, make sure you send them thank you notes and stuff. Because every single time that hate gets crazy, know that something else is working for you in the kingdom. That's what I can say. I realized that. Me and Chap said that earlier today. If y'all are walking around here and life is grand, everything is great, your money is lovely, your kids is well off, you got great cars and all of this other stuff, and everything is great, and you're not upset about anything, you like how the kids is dancing, you like the music they're listening to, like there is not one thing that you see wrong right now, you might be just a little bit too close to this thing. Just a tad. Because if you are not, like, fed up with the disrespect, if you are not done with the fact that people are not holding the doors and not speaking, if you are not completely there with it, then my question would be, like, where are you? And are you one of these people that is doing these things? Maybe that's what it is. But even if so, like, everybody, listen. I am going to look for when we are to the point where the ceiling can't hold us. That's great spirit. That's high spirit. That's the spirit that nobody else will be able to ever match. God is the only one that can give you that high. God is the only one that can take you that far up. God is the only one that can pick you up out of your dirt, raise you above where everyone else had you, and make you, set you upon a hill. I guess that's what they say, set you upon a hill with the light, right? So it can be shined from above, so it can be everywhere can see it. But that's what's happening. That's what's going on. We as believers, those of us who know all about it, those of us who know without a shadow of a doubt that we wouldn't give it up for anything in the world, because riding with him is the best thing that I've ever done. Making a decision to be with him was the best thing that I could ever do. And this still work to be done. There's still things I'm striving for. There's still things. But the one thing I know is that new mercies renew every morning, and God's got my back. He's got your back too. Especially if you believe. Now let me explain how easy it is. What God is asking for all of us to do is to work this thing out. He has put it on all of our hearts to make sure that this is the only thing that we really do, and that is to love each other in him, doing it all together as one body And y'all know that everybody is not just a head, and everybody is not just a foot, and everybody is just not a knee, and everybody is not just an arm, you know, but the whole body. That means you got to have two arms, you got two legs, you know, like you have a nose, and like all your parts and everything. So God can do it. I need you to, you know. So when you're looking into a relationship, when you're looking into having a real relationship with God, you just have to be honest. You have to be honest, and you have to pour your heart to the point where, almost like Jeremiah, I think it's better to tell God the truth, because it's not like He doesn't know it anyway. If you think about it, we make up lies and concoct things so that people don't know and God don't know. Well, I should say so that people don't know and our coworkers don't know and our friends don't know. But the only person that does know is God. God definitely knows. He definitely sees it. And I know that He respects it a lot more when you just say it, when you speak up, when you can be the person that is speaking out to Him, as opposed to on the phone with somebody telling so-and-so about how it went down. Like, it's major right now in the world that we live in. You have to be able to separate yourself from the mess. And the easiest way, I believe, to do it is to ask God into your life. And if you ask God into your life, to come into your life, to look over you and to protect you, to cover you, you have to acknowledge that you understand all of the love that He had for you. You understand how He did what He did because He had to. You understand that how He walked it and talked it and showed the examples of the things and the ways that we should be working together and living together as one, how He did these things, how He actually was the sacrifice. He became our sacrifice for the sins of that time, for this time, and the sins for things that have not yet to come. And I hate to say it, but the way that things are going right now, just this alone, with the school shootings and all other types of violence on the streets, I mean, just this alone. And I ain't even going to give half of it to it, but just imagine your sins, my sins, somebody else's sins, another person's sins, because, you know, we all fall short. And because we all fall short, that meant that He knew there was going to be some falling short. But you also have to remember, He created us. And it's funny, because He created us, that's why He knew. And what He didn't want to do is mess His creation up again, because we were too valuable. We meant too much to Him. In the process of where we were supposed to be doing what we are purposed in our lives, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot of sewing that needs to still be done. Things are happening. Things are definitely happening. God is in the blessing business. And we need kingdom. We need kingdom. So if you're out there and you've never actually said the sinner's prayer, you can repeat after me. Father God, I come to You as a sinner, asking You to forgive my sin, cover me, guide me, and order my steps so that I can learn more and be more like You and find more of my purpose in my life. I believe in Your Son. I believe in the sacrifice. If not for the blood, where would I be? The blood is washing me clean. Amen. Like I said, it don't have to be the same thing all the way, but you know, just be sincere. When you go there, lay it all down, put it all on the line. Listen, sometimes there's some things that you got to get off, and ain't nobody else better to tell to but to God. And he's going to hear you. And he's going to listen. He's going to answer that prayer. He's going to answer what you need. He's going to do it. It might not be how you want it done, but he's going to do it. If you ask him, if you lay it out there like Jeremiah laid it out, I think you'll hear from him. Look, you will hear from him. I'm not sure who's doing the announcement, but I say let's do that, and then we can come back and do a closing, if that works out. Or are there any callers? I'm sorry, I just went right past it, and I didn't even leave time for the callers. The callers, you definitely know if you have a question or a concern or anything, you can definitely get on there and press one, ask the question. You know, it might have been, I do want to get to, I do want to ask those questions, though, about the ladies. I can't wait. Somebody's going to answer this question. Somebody's going to break it down with me to see what I saw, because it was crazy. Chappie, Rob, who's going to do it? Which one of you are coming on? And we'll just talk until they get here. Because the one thing that we know how to do is we definitely know how to talk. So the only thing that I can say is keep talking. That's what I'm trying to do. But no, I love it, because the one thing that we can do is I can tell you that we can do it, because if we have the faith to say that we can get there, we know that we're going. All you need is a little bit. So if everybody got a little bit, that's a lot of it. And I would say, to God be all the glory. Before I lose track, though, let me see. Oh, wow. Today is, Wednesday. So I know that tomorrow there will be a special edition of Daughters of Ruth. Okay, what's going to end up happening is it seems as if I am going to be the one that lets you know that if you are out there and you are listening to us and you would like to correspond with us, you can always www.blogtalkradio.com. Oh, no, that's to get the archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/PurposeKingdomNetwork. And I do have all of the different, y'all know I don't really do them, so no. Instagram and Twitter, I know we're Purpose_Kingdom, and the other ones we are Purpose Kingdom. Tomorrow night, the show starts at 9 p.m. It is going to be a Daughters of Ruth, and with our very own Sister Maureen Lee, and she is ready, railing, and able. I'm glad that she was able to switch with me, because tonight is the last night of a life, because I am trying to lay some stuff down on the altar. I did my lamenting. And to God be all the glory. I mean, life is life, and things could be better. Things will be great. Because I know we definitely are going to be one day somewhere where the feelings can't hold us. And I mean, to the point where I can literally see this. I can see the people, like, almost busting out of the windows in there, and people coming in like, what is going on, the students can't hold them, what are they doing, it's shaking, the floor is shaking, and it's nothing but the Spirit of God, I mean, it's something about it that makes you just kind of you got to hold on to your chair sometimes, because when you know that you know that you know, it's like a swag that you have, because you know. And it, I mean, you just know, like, just like it says, great is thy faithfulness. Really? That right there, I'm good with, because great is thy faithfulness says that my mercies is renewing every morning. And that says that he's got it already covered. Even if you can't see it, even if you don't see it, even if you don't want to see it, God sees it. And if he sees it, he's getting it done. Your best bet is to find out what your purpose is, so that it doesn't have to be bumps and bruises on the way. It can actually be just grand living. Now, if you're not doing, like I said, if it's not besting back into the kingdom, then I'm not really sure, you know, I'm not really sure where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it. But if you can't find it in the word, if you can't find it in the word, I mean, I like it. I like it a lot. So when you start to like it like that, I have the word on one hand and the notebook on the other. I don't really have time for the television. I don't really get the radio. But when it comes down to knowing about wanting to know more and understanding a little bit more every day about why we are here and why we do what we do, it becomes very, very awesome. And then you say, thank you for choosing me. That's how I end up. In my morning, I say, thank you for waking me up. What do you want us to do? And at night, I say, thank you for allowing me to do the things that did went on today. And if you see fit to wake us up in the morning, it starts all over. New mercies renew every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy loving kindness. Yeah, morning by morning, new mercies, I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord unto me. And it just makes you want to say thank you. It's like you just be joy. You're there. Make sure that you join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. for another edition of Daughters of Ruth. We thank you all for listening. If you were out there tonight and you received the call and you took the call, the Bible says, I don't know if the Bible says it, but I'm telling you now, go tell somebody. Go tell somebody. Tell somebody how proud you are that the fact that you just received Christ, you know who he is. Oh, my God, I didn't even realize that blood that was shed back then was for what we're going through right now. And go tell somebody. Tell somebody what you heard. Go tell somebody what you know. That's the whole point of why we do it, because you didn't go through what you went through just so that you could do it and keep it with you. You only went through what you went through so that you could tell it to the next person that you see going through it, because they think that they're the only ones going through it. Trust me. But only thing I can say is you better act like the ceiling can't hold you for the rest of the week. Like, what is wrong with you? Just the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Tonight is the night, I'm gonna end it, and the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't hold us. Tonight is the night we're gonna break the hands right. And then
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.